وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in rank and accept all your khidmat for his beautiful deen. Amin. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Today we discuss the reward for he who dies away from his birthplace. As Abdullah ibn Amr ibn Al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, one of the original residents of Medina, Munawwara, passed away in Medina. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered the janazah salah over him and then said, if only he passed away in a place away from his birthplace. The companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, asked, and why is that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, when a person dies away from his birthplace, the distance from his birthplace to his final footstep is measured in paradise. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, death in a place away from one's hometown is martyrdom. Harun ibn Antara narrates from his father that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who do you consider to be a martyr from amongst you? So we replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who is killed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if that were the case, the martyrs of my ummah will be very few. A person who is killed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is a martyr. A person who falls from an elevated place and dies is a martyr. A woman in childbed is a martyr. A person who drowns is a martyr. A person who dies of tuberculosis is a martyr. A person who burns to death is a martyr. A person who dies away from his place is a martyr. The reward for he who dies in a plague. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the plague is martyrdom for every Muslim. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the plague. He said, it was a punishment which Allah sent upon those who were before you. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu made it a mercy for the believers. If a person is in a place wherein a plague occurs and he remains there patiently, hoping for reward, having the knowledge that nothing except that which is written for him will afflict him, then he will receive the reward of a martyr. Abu Bakr ibn Abi Musa narrates, the plague was mentioned in the presence of Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala. So he said, we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about it, and he said, it is your enemies from the jinn stabbing you, and it is a martyrdom for you. Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the martyrs and those who passed away on their beds will litigate to our sustainer with regard to those who pass away in a plague. The martyrs will say, they were killed as we were killed. Those who passed away on their beds will say, "Our brothers passed away on their beds as we passed away." Our sustainer will say, "Go and look at their injuries. If their injuries resemble the injuries of those who were killed as shaheed, as martyrs, then they are enumerated amongst them and will remain with them." When they checked, they saw that their injuries resembled the injuries of the shuhada. At-Tabarani rahmatullah alayhi narrates a similar tradition from Utba ibn Abd that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The martyrs and those who died in a plague will come forward. Those who died in a plague will say, 'We are the martyrs.' It will be said, 'Look at the injuries. If the injuries are like those of the martyrs with blood flowing and having the fragrance of musk, then they are martyrs. On checking them, they will be found to be like this, that is, just like the martyrs. The reward for he who dies of a stomach ailment by drowning or by the demolition of a building." Abu Ishaq As-Sab'i narrates, Sulaiman ibn Surat asked Khalid ibn Urfuta, or Khalid asked Sulaiman, "Did you hear Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, 'He whom his stomach kills will not be punished in his grave'?" So the narrator says, one of them said to the other, that is Sulaiman said to Khalid, or Khalid said to Sulaiman, "Yes, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying that." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, "Who do you consider to be a martyr from among you?" They replied, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he who is killed in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu is a martyr." So he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "If that was the case, the martyrs of my ummah would be very few." They asked, "Then who is a martyr, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam?" He sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "A person who is killed in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu is a martyr. A person who dies in a plague is a martyr. A person who passes away on account of a stomach ailment is a martyr." Ibn Miqsam said, "I take an oath with regard to your father, Abu Salih, that he said, 'A person who drowns is a martyr.'" Another narration states, "There are five types of martyrs: one who is stabbed, one who dies on account of a stomach ailment, one who drowns, and one who dies by the demolition of a building. The reward for he who dies by burning, pleurisy, and a woman who dies in childbirth." Jabir ibn Atiq radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to visit Abdullah ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala. He found him unconscious. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam raised his voice to him, but he did not reply. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un," and then said, "We have been overcome by you, O Abu Arrabi." On hearing this, the women began screaming and crying. Ibn Atiq asked them to remain silent. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "Leave them alone. Once it has been established that then no woman should cry." They asked him, "O Rasulullah, what is the meaning of 'once it has been established'?" He replied, "Once he has passed away." His daughter said, "By Allah, I hope that you are a martyr, for you have already made your preparations for jihad." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Surely Allah jalla jalaluhu certified his reward in accordance with his intention." And what do you all consider to be martyrdom? They replied, "Being killed in the cause of Allah jalla jalaluhu." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "Martyrdom entails seven people apart from being killed in the cause of Allah. A person who dies on account of a stomach ailment is a martyr. Number two, a person who drowns is a martyr and a shaheed. Number three, a person who's suffering from pleurisy is a martyr. Number four, a person who dies by the demolition of a building is a martyr. Number five, a woman who dies with a child still in her womb is also a martyr. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, five people who experience any of the following are martyrs. Number one, a person who is killed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is a shaheed. Number two, a person who drowns in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is a shaheed. Number three, a person who dies of a stomach ailment in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is a martyr. Number four, a person who is stabbed in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is a shaheed and a martyr. Number five, a woman who dies in childbirth in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is a martyr. Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala narrates, we went to visit Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu ta'ala and he fell unconscious. So we said, may Allah have mercy on you. We would have loved that you die in some other way. We hope for martyrdom for you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered while we were discussing this. He asked, what do you all consider to be martyrdom? Everyone remained silent while Abdullah began shifting about after regaining consciousness. He said, are you not going to give an answer to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He then gave the answer himself and said, we consider martyrdom in being killed in jihad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if that were the case, the martyrs of my ummah would be very few. There is martyrdom in being killed. There is martyrdom in a plague. There is martyrdom in a stomach ailment. There is martyrdom in drowning. There is martyrdom for a woman who dies with a child in her womb. Rabi al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited my nephew Jabr al-Ansari. His family members began crying over him. So Jabr said to them, do not annoy Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with your voices. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, let them continue crying as long as he is alive. But once he passes away, they must remain silent. Some of them said, we never thought that you will die on your bed. We thought that you will die in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu while waging jihad together with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is it only through dying in the path of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu? If that were the case, the martyrs in my ummah will be very few. Being stabbed to death is martyrdom. Dying of a stomach ailment is martyrdom. Dying in a plague is martyrdom. A woman dying with a child in a womb is martyrdom. Burning to death is martyrdom. Drowning is martyrdom. Dying of pleurisy is martyrdom. The reward for he who passes away in the defense of his wealth, his life, his religion, or his family. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what should I do if a person comes for my wealth? He replied, do not give him your wealth. The person asked, what if he fights me? So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, fighting back. The person asked, what if he kills me? So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, then you are a martyr. The person asked, what if I kill him? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he is in the hellfire. Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who is killed in the defense of his wealth is a martyr. A narration of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah states, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if a person's wealth is unduly demanded and he fights back and is killed in the process, then he is a martyr. Sa'id ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who is killed in the defense of his wealth is a martyr. He who is killed in the defense of his life is a martyr. He who is killed in the defense of his religion is a martyr. He who is killed in the defense of his family is a martyr. Subhanallah, how easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for this ummah. The rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just seeks out an excuse for martyrdom for the people of this ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us also shahada, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings on us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.